American workers are losing jobs because of a law designed to help the job market. The H-1B visa bill was written in 1990. It lets companies recruit foreign talent for emerging engineering and scientific jobs, but loopholes allow for outsourcing of American jobs to foreign workers, often at lower pay. Noah Whitaker spoke to some Americans displaced by H-1B visa workers. They say they were asked to train workers who would take their jobs.
It wasn't called training your replacement. It was called knowledge transfer.
Craig D'Angelo worked for Northeast Utilities and was one of 220 IT workers replaced by H-1B visa employees. D'Angelo says his replacement, a worker from India, told him he was making half D'Angelo's salary with no benefits.
I didn't get laid off for a lack of work. I got laid off because somebody cheaper could do my job.
We met with this group of workers who all had to train replacements. Leo Piero had just received high performance reviews from Disney when he was called into a personnel meeting. He expected a raise and a promotion.
I was given the news that in 90 days, my job was over and I had to train my replacement. Never in my life did I imagine until this happened at Disney that I could be sitting at my desk and somebody else would be flown in from another country, sit at my same desk and chair, and take over what I was doing. It was the most humiliating and demoralizing thing I have ever gone through in my life.
Noah Whitaker is with us. So how do companies explain this?
Well, the companies will all tell you that this is a standard industrial procedure for helping to boost efficiency and lower cost. But I will say that in the case of Disney there, CEO Bob Iger did say that having his employees train their replacements was a mistake, and that he feels sorry for that. He apologizes for that.
I love the phrase knowledge transfer bill.
How about that? Great euphemism, huh?
Very good euphemism. Are there any plans in Congress to close the loopholes?
Well, there are a number of bills being discussed in Congress, and one in the Senate is a little further along than the others. But so far, no movement on that.
Is there a country in particular where most of these H-1B visas are granted?
Most of the H-1B visa workers are coming from India.
Like 70%?
70%. I would just like to say that over the past few weeks, we've had a number of incidents with Americans reacting violently towards Indian workers, saying, "Get out of our country, stop taking our jobs," that sort of thing. The Indian workers will tell you that when they were recruited, they thought they were these special employees. They were coming over here to fill jobs that nobody else could fill. They had no idea that they were coming over to be cheap labor. And the American workers we talk to say they have no animosity towards the Indian workers. They feel that they are being exploited by the system just as the American workers are.